I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I got a stupid question. Is that okay?
I don't know.
Yeah, I actually prefer these.
So I'm sitting watching a game last night, and my girl says to me, you know, how many baseballs do they go through during a game? Why every time when the ball hits the ground, they throw it away? Why can't they just throw it back to the pitcher? What he goes, he only threw that ball one time, hit the ground, they threw it away, they gave him another one. Why do they do that?
I don't know. Years ago, the average lifespan of a baseball was like 4 pitches. And 4 to 6, I think. Now it's probably less than that. If a ball hits the ground and it gets a little scuff on it, I don't know how many pitchers would know what to do with that, but there is a time when, you know, you in spring training, you would talk to some of these old pitching coaches and they would give you instruction on what to do when you got a scuffed baseball, because you can make it move and manipulate it in such a way that it's abnormal. You can make it stink. You can make it cut. Like I said, I don't know how many pitchers would know how to use it now, but I think the idea is that guys throw really hard and they want to know where it's going no matter what. So, yeah, $17 baseball or whatever it is, let's have another one.
So what about when a pitcher throws the ball back to the catcher to throw it out of play or back to the umpire and want a new baseball? What normally is that? Is that stalling and that's all it is? Or is there more to what something might be wrong with the baseball?
Man, I could answer that like 5 different ways. I know players that do it on purpose just to get rid of a baseball, just throw a nice little soft throw to the umpire or the catcher to kind of just buy time or let the hitter just kind of wait a little longer. There's other guys that, you know what, there's been issues with the baseball. I've talked to a number of pitchers already this year that say that there's every baseball is almost different. You know, you can pick it up and it feels like a college baseball, how high the seams are. So I think a lot of times guys just want a new ball because whatever reason, it doesn't look right and doesn't feel right and they don't want any part of it. And you know what, the umpires too, they're supposed to rub these balls up right before the game. Like that's even in the rule book, rub these balls up with a special, you know, mud that was dictated by Major League Baseball, but they don't do it. They rub them up for a series, or the clubby will rub them up a week in advance. So by the time it gets to a pitcher's hand, the mud has dried off and they want a better grip and they don't want that baseball. So, you know, there's a lot that goes into it, but it's very strategic at times. But for the ultimate goal, it's for the pitcher to make the best pitch possible.
How many baseballs you think they go through during one game?
My goodness.
yeah, I'm just
well,
saying.
You start looking at how many pitches are thrown, right, you know, at all. And very rarely, if a ball's hit in play, a guy catches it, throws it to the shortstop, they throw it around the horn, get it back to the pitcher. And maybe they use that ball, but golly, I bet there's 250 pitches thrown by both sides collectively, probably between 400 and 500 baseballs. I don't know, you're probably looking at 200 baseballs, 250. That's
right.
A great question. I'm going to find out today.
Yeah, because, and I was wondering that because you said, and plus the ball's got to be, I don't know when you use the word, doctored up, but rubbed down. So are they rubbing these balls down before the game or 2 days before the game? Or where are these balls sitting somewhere? Then they all bring them out. The umpire gets them. Where are these balls located?
Yeah. Woo, bring them out. They're in a box that comes from like Costa Rica. And then they're individual dozens. They take them out, and they're in plastic or paper, so they got to undo them. And then they're slick. They're super slick. The leather hasn't been touched at all. So then they use a special mud that comes from the Delaware River from a guy that he goes and fishes this mud out of this river with a bucket, doesn't tell anybody where it is. There's a whole article online about it. It's really cool. And the guy drags it back to, like, his garage, and he puts it in these little jars and sends these jars to – all the 30 teams, and then they take out the mud, and they're supposed to rub these balls down. The umpires are actually supposed to do it, so they start delegating to bat boys and clubbies, and, you know, then they tip them and say, hey, you know, rub these down. And the, what it is just to make the baseball consistent across the board for every single team, every single pitcher. The problem is that sometimes, you know, MLB steps in and decides that's not good enough. We need to change it a little bit. And that's why you get a pitcher that'll get a ball and he'll just sit there and go, no, I'm not doing this. It's either too slick because the mud's dried off, or maybe it's, you know, been sitting in the umpire's satchel for too long.
Right.
It just doesn't feel right. You know, there could be all sorts of stuff that goes on, but they want a consistent baseball.
So the cat in Delaware, is he getting paid for this mud that he's using?
Oh, 100%. 100%. I don't know the full story. It's been about 2 years since I've read the article, but it is kind of a fascinating thing. The guy is like second generation of going and finding this mud and then dispatching it across baseball because for whatever reason, at one time or other, they decided this is the best mud to stick onto a baseball.
This is absolutely crazy. So you think about this, Steve.
I don't know. They go through
200 baseball.
Now, I looked it
this
up.
This is
on.
Around the major leagues,
yeah,
right?
I looked it
200
up.
200 baseballs yeah. they go through
one
game.
I looked it
game.
Up. They're saying, The Athletic just did an article May 26th. It says baseball estimates between 8 and 10 dozen baseballs are used in every Major League Baseball game. So how do you go through 96 to 120 baseballs every single night? So somewhere around 100 to 120, they're thinking they go through every night according to baseball. And they're rubbed up by some special mud.
It's going to be more than that. I mean, just by what's going on across the base, just watch a game, right? Like, just watch a game, and you're going to be like, nah, I think it's more than that. But who knows?
That's still a lot of baseballs, regardless, and that's a lot of money being spent.
Where do those used balls, where do they go?
Good question.
Great question. Yeah, they end up probably in the batting practice or in the batting cage, and especially with protocols in place since the pandemic, you know, guys have the teams who travel with their own baseball. So now you have to put them in bags that travel and go with the teams. So now you have, like, home baseballs, you have travel baseballs, and now you need throwing baseballs, too. So the outfielders and infielders, they throw with whatever ball they can find. That's no big deal. But you also have to have rubbed up, fresh, new baseballs for the pitchers. Because when they're warming up and they're throwing their bullpens, you can't just have a ball that's been in batting practice and hit off the warning track a few times. You got to have a decent baseball so they know how their pitches are going to play when they're throwing bullpens and flat grounds and all that kind of stuff. So the sheer enormous look when it comes to baseballs across 30 teams, I think we tried to figure it out one time, and I think there's like $250,000 worth of baseballs for each team a year is what was once estimated.
Jeez.
I got to say, when we started this interview, I did not think we were going to be talking baseballs for a majority of the interview, but here we are.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.